Northern Saskatchewan, due to the wildfires affecting communities across Saskatchewan, Minister Tim McLeod, in conjunction with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, SPSA, has increased financial assistance for those registered with the SPSA, but the Saskatchewan NDP says the program is falling short. The NDP are also calling Premier Scott Moe out for not attending Saturday's daily wildfire briefing by the SPSA. Despite advertising his availability to the media this afternoon to answer questions about the program, Moe was nowhere to be found at the daily briefing, reads a statement issued immediately by the NDP caucus after the briefing. That comment was followed by a statement from the SPSA saying it had issued an advisory that morning that incorrectly stated Premier Moe would be joining the media availability. This was stated in error. The Premier was not scheduled to attend the briefing. We apologize for this error, the statement read. According to the government release issued Saturday, the financial assistance for evacuees provided to the head of household is being raised to $40 per day, up from $20, and the additional members of a household will increase to $20 per day, up from $10, to a daily maximum of $200 per day. The announcement by the provincial government came about a half hour after Saskatchewan NDP leader Carla Beck called for emergency financial assistance to all wildfire evacuees forced from their homes in the north. With more than 15,000 Saskatchewan residents displaced and no clear timeline for return, Beck said the Sask Party government must follow the lead of Alberta and Manitoba, who have already committed emergency financial support for evacuees. Alberta is offering e-transfers of $1,250 per adult and $500 per child for those evacuated under mandatory orders for more than 7 days. Manitoba is providing $34 per day per adult and $27 per day per child, to help cover basic needs while evacuation orders remain in place, said Beck. The NDP statement said Saskatchewan's Emergency and Community Support Program offers no direct payments, and support is limited to a restricted system tied to designated grocery stores. The NDP says the ECS program is also not universal, saying officials have suggested that only evacuees staying with friends or family are eligible, while those placed in hotels are excluded. Asked Saturday afternoon during the daily media briefing in Prince Albert about the decision to increase the funding, Marlo Pritchard, SPSA President and Fire Commissioner, said the government recognized it's been a number of years since those numbers were increased, and it was a conscious decision by the government to increase those supports. Asked about frustrations with receiving and using the relief fund mechanism and the Sask Evac app, Pritchard said anyone with concerns should call 1-855-559-5502 if they are registered with the SPSA or 1-800-863-6582 if they are registered with the Red Cross. Pritchard said potential evacuees should register with either the SPSA or the Red Cross, but not both. He also said anyone struggling with the Sask Evac app or who doesn't have access to it should call the SPSA's 1-855-559-5502 number. Extra people across government have been brought in and trained to provide support, and the call volume is being monitored so that more help can be added if needed, he said. Pritchard also said many concerned Saskatchewan residents want to donate material assistance such as clothing to support the evacuees, but dropping items off at the hotels is proving to be disruptive. He said an announcement will be made later this week about points where donations can be dropped out. There are many who want to help out, and he said thank you for that. Red Cross. The government of Saskatchewan has also provided $15 million to the Canadian Red Cross to help Saskatchewan residents who have been displaced from their homes, as wildfires continue to threaten communities across the province. The Canadian Red Cross is working closely with Indigenous leadership and all levels of government to provide emergency accommodations, personal services and critical information to people who have been forced from their homes. If you are from an evacuated community and looking for information or support, please contact the Canadian Red Cross 1-800-863-6582 between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. For details in Saturday's wildfire situation update, see the SPSA website. SPCAECS. for evacuees who have registered the SPSA's Emergency and Community Support, ECS, program, please call the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency 1-855-559-5502 to seek information or supports. The SPSA's Emergency and Community Support, ECS, program is intended to meet the urgent, basic needs of Saskatchewan residents who have been displaced from their homes due to a disaster such as flooding or a forest fire, or any incident that forces people out of their homes. The state of emergency is in effect until June 29, 2025, and can be extended, if necessary, to help address this unprecedented start of the fire season. As of Friday, there were 24 active wildfires in Saskatchewan and 33 communities have evacuated. To date this year, there have been 251 wildfires, well above the five-year average of 141. Anyone who spots a wildfire can call 1-800-667-9660, dial 911 or contact their closest SPSA Forest Protection Area office. This story has been updated to include information from Saturday's daily fire briefing by SPSA.